This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ruzdahl. I mentioned the messaging tightrope that Fed Chair Jay Powell had to walk yesterday between acknowledging the challenges in the banking system right now, yet reassuring people it's safe. Safe enough, in fact, that he can keep raising interest rates. Well, come now, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen with her own tightrope. She said yesterday the administration is not considering blanket insurance for all U.S. bank deposits. But in remarks prepared for testimony to a House Appropriations Subcommittee today, she said Treasury is prepared to act if needed. That if needed thing is important because the real risk here is contagion, right? And not even actual contagion, but just people and businesses thinking their money might not be safe because once that happens, out the door those deposits go. So Marketplace's Justin Ho has been talking to some small business owners to find out how they are looking at this whole banking debacle.
One of the questions weighing on the minds of many small business owners is, if the crisis gets worse, will the government step in and save my bank?
To be candid, our business has an account at a community bank, and we are going to be opening another account at Chase because it's too big to fail.
That's Nate Tobik. He's the founder of Complete Bank Data, a company that sells market data to banks. It also needs banking services of its own. He says, look, moving the money is a rational decision because the federal government saved the biggest banks after the 2008 financial crisis.
I mean, if the government has said that we will never let JP Morgan fail, and it's like, okay, well, I know if we have some operating money there, then that money is basically guaranteed by the government.
Tobik says he's concerned that smaller banks' profits will erode if they have to raise the interest rates they pay to retain customers. But that's not much of a problem for bigger banks.
They have such a diversified business line that they're not reliant on those deposits and the longer-term fixed loans that a community bank is.
But the big issue at play for most small businesses is the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation and the $250,000 per depositor limit on its coverage.
Which is a decent amount of money, but like, you know, businesses could have $100,000 a week payroll.
That's Spiro Papadopoulos. He's the CEO of Schlau Restaurant Group, which operates 7 businesses in several states. In the past week, he's opened about a dozen new accounts at different banks to spread out his money and increase his FDIC insurance coverage. And like Nate Tobik, he's doing that at bigger banks.
We're not leaving the smaller banks, but we're not leaving excess of $250,000 at smaller banks.
Papadopoulos says he wants to maintain his relationships with smaller banks, but he says it's more convenient to open new accounts for his businesses at banks that serve all of the markets he operates in. It also helps that bigger banks tend to have more sophisticated technology.
So opening accounts, getting, you know, security verifications done, apps on your phone, all that stuff is much better with the bigger banks for the most part.
Some businesses aren't making any changes to their banking relationships. Tiffany Turner is the CEO of Adrift Hospitality, which operates hotels and restaurants on the Oregon and Washington coasts. She says there's a benefit to keeping her money at her community bank.
It's keeping your dollars local where they're going to continue to work for you rather than shipping them off somewhere else. Many, many mom and pops. And how we got started was banking with our local community-based bank.
Turner says keeping her money at the bank can help ensure that it keeps lending to her community.
This isn't just about our business thriving. It's also about our employees thriving. And that means like good schools and good hospitals and, you know, like just a strong community. It means we want people to want to live here, to work in our businesses.
Turner says if her community bank failed, she thinks small businesses in her area would have a harder time getting the banking services they need. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.